You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Late one night, after we had tucked our boys into bed, Shari and I were just about to drift off to sleep when we heard our 4-year-old Jacob crying in his room. Jacob was going through a new and peculiar stage, one that amused me but disturbed my wife. It seemed he was on a mission to destroy everything in his sight. He pushed and hit walls, chairs, tables, and appliances. He repeatedly opened and slammed doors. He walked through the house screaming and would growl at strangers in the grocery store and in restaurants. In short, Jacob seemed to be producing way too much testosterone for a toddler. Shari worried that he was possessed, or at the very least, negatively impacted by too much sugar or too much Barney. Our conversations went back and forth again and again. She would ask me if I thought our child was destined to be a criminal, and I would reassure her that Jacob's behavior was normal, though I did wonder if he might grow up to become a pro wrestler. The night he awakened crying, I went into his room to find Jacob lying on his back, visibly upset, the covers pulled up around his face. "Son, what's wrong? Did you have a bad dream?" "Daddy's here, and everything's going to be okay," I assured him. "No, it's not, Daddy. Everything's not going to be okay," Jacob answered with emotion and conviction, not only rejecting my attempts to comfort him, but also clearly disagreeing with me. "What do you mean, Jacob? What are you talking about? Everything will be okay. I promise," I reiterated. "No, it won't, Daddy," my son insisted. "I'm so little, and I've always been little, ever since I was born, and I don't like it. I want to be big and strong like you and like Spider-Man, but I will never be big. I won't ever grow up. I just want to be strong and awesome, but I will always be this small." Jacob then took his hands out from under the covers and held them approximately 6 inches away from each other, like he was showing me the size of a fish he had caught. His response was both pitiful and precious. Jacob was convinced he would always be just 6 inches big. It turns out Jacob's loud outbursts, incessant kicking and pushing, and intimidating growls at strangers in Walmart were all attempts to make himself feel bigger in a threatening, overwhelming world. His pediatrician later assured us our son's behavior was normal. As the human brain develops, our self-awareness increases, causing us to better understand our place in the world. As a kid, I remember feeling like a little person surrounded by giants, and I'm sure you felt that way too. Our brains are hardwired to aspire to bigger, better versions of ourselves, which is why Jacob was so unraveled. He was upset because he didn't really believe things would get better for him. He believed he would always be stuck in the current version of himself. Jacob's thought process was stuck in the spin cycle. The spin cycle. I learned how to wash my own clothes in high school. I played football and needed clean practice clothes every day, so my mom passed that chore on to me. It wasn't until I was in college a few years later, though, that I really came to understand how a washing machine works. One day, when I decided I couldn't